Second, Esther exhibited an unusual restraint and control. Esther did not make known her people or her kindred, for Mordecai had instructed her that she should not make them known. Esther chapter 2, verse 10. Esther told no one she was Jewish. Why? Because that is what Mordecai instructed her to do. Not even the head-spinning Himalayan heights of the harem could tempt her to break the covenant with Mordecai. God has given women an air of mystery. This is something, quite candidly, men don't have. We are a pretty predictable bunch. Yet how often I have heard a man say, "I just don't know how to figure her out. I just don't understand." For example, a woman will say, "What I need is a good cry." My friend, in all of my life, I have never experienced a good cry. My wife knows them. Other women in our family know them. But it's a mystery to men. I'm honest, I've never been able to figure out how you can feel good after crying. There is an air of mystery about a woman, an unpredictability that men find intriguing. Esther's ability to restrain herself only heightens the mystery, especially her verbal restraint. She knew much more than she told. She could keep a secret. Verbal restraint is fast becoming a forgotten virtue. Thanks to tell-all tabloids and hide-nothing television talk shows, nothing is restrained. When was the last time anyone in the media blushed? Yet restraint and control always work in your favor. Learn to keep confidences, especially the confidences of your husband, your family, and your friends. Come to be known for keeping secrets. It's part of having character marked by strength and dignity. Third, Esther sustained a continually teachable spirit. Mordecai had instructed her that she should not make them known. Esther had yet not made known her kindred or her people, even as Mordecai had commanded her, for Esther did what Mordecai told her, as she had done when under his care. Esther chapter 2, verses 10 and 20. Even becoming a finalist in this frenzied competition, or later becoming queen, didn't cause Esther to flaunt her independence and strut her stuff. Not this lady. This lovely, dignified, wise woman was still willing to listen and learn. She remains a sterling example for women today. Some of you are wonderfully gifted teachers. You have the ability to stand before a group and to open the scriptures or some other area of expertise and hold an audience in rapt attention with your insight and creativity. Others of you have distinguished yourselves in public service. You have played prestigious roles and offices in the community. You may be well-traveled and rather confidently move in exclusive circles with powerful men and women whom you know on a first-name basis. There is nothing wrong with any of that. But let me ask, has that changed your teachability? Do you now see yourself as the consummate authority? Or has it simply made you aware of how vast your ignorance really is? I hope it is the latter. Someone has said, education is going from an unconscious to conscious awareness of one's ignorance. I agree. No one has a corner on wisdom. All the name-dropping in the world does not heighten the significance of our character. If anything, it reduces it. Our acute need is to cultivate a willingness to learn and to remain teachable. Learning from our children, learning from friends, learning even from our enemies. How beautiful it is to find a servant-hearted, teachable spirit among those who occupy high-profile positions of authority. Of all the qualities I look for among the men and women who comprise the student body at Dallas Theological Seminary, this is number one. Training servant-hearted leaders for the body of Christ worldwide, that remains our top priority. Fourth, Esther exhibited an unselfish modesty and authenticity. Now when the turn of each young lady came to go into the king Ahasuerus, after the end of her 12 months under the regulations for the women, for the days of their beautification were completed as follows: 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with spices and the cosmetics for women. The young lady would go in to the king in this way. Anything that she desired was given her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening she would go in, and in the morning she would return to the second harem, to the custody of Shazgaz, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the concubines. She would not again go in to the king unless the king delighted in her, and she was summoned by name. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter,